Jim Papworth's The Seven Songs of Creation is especially stunning, I think, for two reasons. One being that it bears a pretty strong witness that the father and the mother were co-creators of the cosmos, of the earth, and of all things that are in the earth. That the mother didn't just stand idly by, you know, taking care of the kids, but that she was an actual partner in the creative process. And not just in the procreative process, in the bringing together of spirit children, however that process would work, but in the creative process itself. That she was involved in bringing forth the animals, in giving them voice, in helping them to find their place in this world, and that her influence, that she influenced the father in this, and that the father influenced her, that they were this this partnership. And I think this ties in nicely with the statement from the Family Proclamation that husband and wife are to be equal partners. We give this often lip service, I think, in the church. And I think that we could treat the women, the mothers, as greater partners, as equal partners, better than we do. But I think the idea that the Eternal Father and Mother are co-creators that they also co-framed the plan of salvation, so that they were equal partners in all parts of the creative process, in the spiritual creation as well as the physical creation, and that they had the power to do this. I think that that's something that we ought to consider maybe a bit more deeply in our thinking about the relationship between husband and wife on this earth, because I think that there are often times when we could do a lot better than we do, and that's and Jim's poem is just it bears to me a powerful witness of that, of her presence in the creative process, and that it was vital to the father, that her being next to him was one thing that inspired him to do this work, and vice versa. I especially like what he says in the first excerpt from this. While he slept, mother whispered songs and sounds in his ears all night long. And so it was that the whale opened its mouth under sea and sang and whistled and trilled. And then at the end of that stanza, and father said, this is good. This relationship is good. This co-creation is good. I like this. He goes back to that, keeps it going throughout the poem. That during the night and in stanza two, she rubbed her legs and feet against his for hours. So her physical touch is also inspiring him, and that the eroticism between them, this deep, deep connection, is one thing that informs their work in the creative process. That they are eternally coupled, and that brings them great power and authority together, especially as they work side by side in the creative process. So that's one thing that I think is especially stunning about the Seven Songs of Creation. Another thing, the second thing that I think is especially stunning, is that Jim gives the mother a voice, that she is the one whispering in the father's ear, she is the inspiration for the female elephant singing a song so low that it couldn't be heard, and that we have to listen very closely. I think that points to us having to listen very closely to the mother to hear her voice, to feel it moving through our bodies, through the things that we hear in the world. In stanza three, mother's voice rose high into the firmament the third night as she pitched her soprano song against the clouds. So again, the idea that the mother has a voice, he's giving her a voice, and that that the voice is apparent in the cosmos and the creation around us. And then in stanza four, as they slept, she was exhausted, her breath rising and falling in harmony with his. Their night sounds philharmonic, joining and climbing in something like ecstasy. And then her teaching the mosquitoes to whine, I think that's, it's really funny. His response to it, this is good. Maybe this isn't so good. These whining mosquitoes coming all around me. But in my mind, it again, suggests to me that we can hear the mother's voice in even the most annoying things in creation, and the things that are a great affliction to us, that if we listen closely, like we might listen to a mosquito's whine as it buzzes near our ear, that we can hear her speaking. And that's one way that she bears witness of herself to us, And so this is kind of a theme that goes through the poem, is that the mother has a voice, that she speaks, that if we listen closely, that we can hear her. And especially in our relationships with each other, he points out or kind of suggests in the seventh stanza, during the night, mother dreamed of Adam and Eve, the serpent in Eden, Eve's apple. She saw them opening their mouths, their voices rising from colored throats. So she's giving them voice too. She's imagining their voices. They're coming together as she and her man came together. But she feels defeated, numb, hoarse from giving voice to all creatures, all of them. So I would hope that after reading this poem, it makes I want to hear her in all the things around me, and I like what the poem says about this along these two lines, that the mother is the co-creator with the father, and that she also gave voice to all of creation. That if we listen closely enough, we can hear her bearing witness of her presence to us in all of those things.